You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, joined now by Josh Gallion. He's the incumbent North Dakota State Auditor. He's a Republican, and he's running for re-election. Josh, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Give our listeners a little of the Josh Gallion background. How did you get here?
Well, I got to North Dakota. I am not a born and raised North Dakotan. I was stationed here after high school as a member of the United States Air Force at Minot Air Force Base back in 1998. As a 19-year-old kid, I thought this was probably the worst thing that could have ever happened to me, that they were sending me to the edge of the earth. I had to look it up on a map to find out where it was. But lo and behold, over 20 years later, I met my wife in Minot. We have two awesome daughters, and North Dakota is now its home. And we've been here, and I can't imagine a better place to work, live, raise a family. I love North Dakota. I love the culture. I love the people. And it's an honor to serve the citizens as their state auditor.
Why are you running for another term? You've done this for about 4 years. What prompts you to keep doing it?
Well, for me, my message this term is the same. I'm fighting for effective and responsive government that is transparent and accountable to the people. And over this first term, these last 4 years, we've made some tremendous strides in improving our communication, improving the understandable readability of our audit reports, making sure that we are actively putting information in the hands of the people. But there's still so many more things that we want to accomplish here in the office that I really want to push forward with. And that's where I hope, if given another term, really want to focus on more training development, supporting some of the local government entities, rebuilding the local government audit function. A lot of people here in North Dakota may not realize, but we've got over 1,900 local government entities operating throughout the state, most of which have to have their financials reviewed and are reviewed by the auditor's office if they don't get an audit. And so really trying to help support local government, that's really something that I want to focus on going forward, while maintaining all of the amazing things that we've been able to accomplish with our agency audits, with our federal mineral royalty audits that we conduct out west. But there's a lot more that we can accomplish for promoting transparent, accountable government.
What are the duties of North Dakota's state auditor?
The auditor's office is responsible for conducting the post audit of financial transactions to identify deficiencies, irregularities in our government transactions. And we do that with state agencies. We do that with higher education. We do that in local governments. And I mentioned our federal mineral royalties. So on federal lands out west, we conduct those audits on behalf of the federal government to make sure that they are getting the fair share of those mineral royalty payments. The benefit of looking at it from that perspective, though, we also know what the local governments should be getting, the counties, the cities. And so there really isn't a level of government in North Dakota that the auditor's office doesn't have a role in. And so that's probably one of the broadest jurisdictions. But for me, having an opportunity to positively impact government at every level is really what encourages me every day.
So you do financial audits. You also do performance audits, don't you?
Correct.
And what's the difference there?
So the financial statement audits, we look at the financial statements to make sure that everything is on the up and up, that they have proper financials. I want to say going concern, but governments aren't really a going concern, but it's an accurate representation of management. The performance audits really look at the processes and the results. Are we achieving the desired outcomes? Most of our state agency audits, our performance audits, our local government audits, are the financial statement audits. And then with the federal mineral royalty, we do a lot of those reviews.
When somebody is audited and you go into a county commission review, or you go to another state agency, is there some money that that costs? And if so, is it the agency you're auditing's responsibility to pay that, or does your office cover that expense?
Well, that depends on the audit, depends on the client. If it is a state agency, and we just talked about the billing process the other day. So if the state agency is primarily general funded, they don't pay the cost of the audit. But if they have a special fund component, then we do bill for a percentage of that. Local governments, the local government division in the auditor's office really operates like a small business. They do bill for the cost of their audit. That money does come back into an operating fund, and that is what's used to cover their salaries and operating costs.
Former North Dakota Commerce Commissioner Jay Shuler and outgoing Commissioner Michelle Comer have been outspoken in their criticism of the way you conducted an audit of their agency. What's your response to the kerfuffle that blew up around the Commerce Commissioner's office?
Well, I do stand by the work in the auditor's office. They conducted a thorough review, followed the standards. Everything in that audit report is, can be substantiated. We have everything documented in our work papers. And then, in accordance with the law, we had an obligation to inform the Attorney General's office of the outcome of that report. And from there, I think that's where everything kind of went a little sideways.
There was a criminal investigation as a result of that audit. I don't believe that there was any finding, but nevertheless, there were legal fees that were incurred by Michelle Comer and others in her office that were affected by this. She requested reimbursement. That has been denied. Do you think your agency's audit was a catalyst in her decision to leave public service?
That I do not know. That is a question for her. I will clarify. I think a lot of people talk about the audit and how it identified criminal issues, and that would be incorrect. You will never find an audit identifying anything criminal. That would be beyond the scope of an audit. What we identify are what we call potential non-compliance. If there is something that does not seem to fit within the laws, that is what we identify. That would be one of those deficiencies that would be reported to the Attorney General. They are the ones that do more or less that review, that investigation, to see if there's anything more there. But really, we identify at a very surface level if something does not match up with statutes or appropriations. And that's as far as an audit goes. We do not determine any criminality at all.
When I Googled Josh Gallion, I saw a lot of stuff come back, and usually you don't see this much information about somebody who's running for the office of state auditor. A fair amount came back. You've been getting a lot of blowback from members of your own party, and I think one issue seems to be your practice of releasing publicly the results of the audit before their preferred way of handing it into another agency for some sort of internal review.
What do you mean by internal review of another agency?
I mean, just perhaps giving the governor a heads up or something like that, saying, this is the audit result. We've got some concerns here, and this is going to become public.
So in every single audit, the client always receives a draft report. If there are any recommendations, they are awarded an opportunity to review the audit report and provide responses, which are included in the audit report. And so there are no surprises, especially not for the client, before they're made public. And to me, as a constitutionally elected office holder, I work for the citizens of North Dakota. And I feel like I have an obligation to make sure that I inform the people that I work for of their government. That's where that transparent, accountable piece comes from.
Josh Gallion is the North Dakota State Auditor running for re-election. The opponent on the ballot in November will be Democratic NPL nominee Patrick Hart of Bismarck. How would you contrast your campaign or your approach to the job with what you perceive to be his?
Well, my focus is on my record and my abilities to serve. Again, my focus is on making sure that we have effective and responsive government that is transparent and accountable to the people. And I believe the way you accomplish that is by putting independent, objective information in their hands. That will always be my focus, because again, I believe that an informed and engaged citizen is the best way to preserve and protect our republic.
Well, as you know, North Dakota is a supermajority Republican state, and because of that, I guess there are factions within the party itself that are sometimes colliding. But I'll just give you the last line in Jay Shuler's letter to the Bismarck Tribune, Shuler being the former Commerce Commissioner before Michelle Comer, who's now left. And that last line is, just because he is an incumbent and a Republican, this should not be a reason to reelect this man. Have you spoken to Jay Shuler? What's your response to that kind of very flat, outright public statement?
I have not spoken to Jay Shuler. I don't know that I've really ever spoken to Jay Shuler. He's entitled to his point of view. Again, I believe that making this information available to the citizens of North Dakota is the right thing to do. I believe the people have a right to know how their government is spending their money.
Well, as you mentioned, you came to the state with the Air Force. You got lots of education here. You got your bachelor's at Dickinson, your master's at, UND?
UND.
So you're seeking a second term. How might your first term experience affect your approach to the job the next term?
Well, if I'm given an opportunity, you know, of course, I can't sit here and say that everything we've tried to accomplish has worked out exactly like we had hoped. If given the chance to serve in a second term, one of the things that I really want to try to improve upon is communication. Like everything in life, communication is key. Making sure that we make our information available and we inform the right people at the right time of what's going to be released and available. And I've been working on that for the last year, trying to improve communication with key legislators and key stakeholders so that they are aware that audits and information is going to be available.
Well, you're clearly not afraid of stepping on toes. You audited the governor's office for travel expenses. How's your relationship with Governor Burgum?
Very professional. I mean, when we see each other, it's cordial. He has his job to do, and I have mine. You know, at the end of the day, that's where I, as a constitutional elected office holder, I work for the people. But I will work with anybody in the building who is trying to do the right thing for the citizens of North Dakota.
One more question here. Who audits the office of North Dakota State Auditor?
Well, believe it or not, we actually get audited more than most other agencies. This most recent time, we were audited by Ide Bailey. But we also go through federal reviews. And we also receive what's called a peer review by our National State Auditors Association. And I am pleased to announce that we did get the highest rating this last peer review that was just conducted a few months ago. Again, the auditor's office, we do get all kinds of scrutiny and oversight, and that's even beyond a lot of the internal reviews, the quality assurance reviews that happen internally with our own staff. So we are constantly looking at how we are doing things to make sure that we are adhering to the standards, the laws at the highest possible level, so that, again, our work product is consistent, it's objective, so that the citizens of North Dakota can rely on it.
I said one last question. I have another one that just came to mind, and that is that we're in interesting times now. We've got a pandemic everywhere. And of course, the state has this massive industrial development around its oil and gas extraction. Does your office have the resources, the manpower to do what it needs to do?
Well, you know, of course, additional auditors also always allow for additional work, additional oversight into our operations. I would say the area that probably needs the most attention is in the local government area. We have seen a steady decline really in the past 10 years of private auditing firms providing government auditing services to local governments. We've seen a steady decline in the number of accounting students graduating from North Dakota universities, and it's really starting to put a strain on the ability to recruit and retain the staff needed to conduct this work, let alone grow the staff. It's much more challenging just to maintain. Some of that could be the oil and gas industry out west that has really pulled a lot of these skill sets out there for some of their project management, project accounting, to keep all of that stuff organized. And so to me, that would be the area that I think needs additional growth or additional help, is in the local government piece, because we get calls all the time from cities, counties, park districts. They lost their auditor, And they call us asking, you know, can we conduct that audit for them? Unfortunately, we are at max capacity. We have a waiting list of, last I heard, it was over 20 entities looking for our services. And the last information that one of the audit managers gave me is we are currently owed over 450 audit reports from the private firms alone.
Wow.
And so there is really a backlog out there and a delay in getting some of these audit reports completed. But that to me, if we could help anything, it would be in the local government side to help these local government entities who rely on a lot of these audits for some of their bonding.
Josh Gallion is the North Dakota State Auditor. He's running for re-election. You can find out more about his campaign at joshgallion.com. He also has a Facebook page. Josh, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Main Street airs weekdays at 3 and 7 Central on the Prairie Public Radio Network.